For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. For the third time in less than 13 months, the Patriots head to Denver for a mile-high meeting with the Broncos, who enter Week 15 as the defending Super Bowl champions, trying to maintain their tenuous grip on the AFC's final playoff spot. At 8-5 overall, they've lost two of their last three and are 4-5 in their last nine games. Still, recent history has not been kind to the Pats at altitude. They've dropped three in a row in Denver, including last year's AFC Championship, which was decided before a full-throated fan base whose roar was deafening. Now, as guests of the Broncos' 364th straight sellout, the Pats again must overcome such crowd noise.
It's definitely one of the louder places, so our communication is going to be really important. But, you know, number 58 on the other side of the ball is a lot more dangerous than 94 than the people in the crowd.
That number 94 is nine-time Pro Bowler DeMarcus Ware, who's recorded 138.5 career sacks. And 58, that's Von Miller, who's on his way to a fifth Pro Bowl campaign in six seasons after wreaking havoc in the 2015 postseason, including 2.5 sacks and an interception versus New England.
He has a knack for making big plays, and he's got a whole surrounding cast around him, too, that really play hard, really know what they're doing, well-coached, a lot of challenges there.
Denver's unrelenting pass rush is complemented by its secondary, particularly shutdown cornerbacks Chris Harris Jr. and former Patriot Aqib Talib, whose 33 career interceptions include 9 returns for touchdowns.
You know, they do a good job of taking the ball away. Turnovers, they've capitalized on those turnovers and turned them into more points than anybody else in the league. So ball security and decision-making will be really important for us there.
In fact, whether directly via defensive scores or simply taking advantage of those takeaways with their offense, roughly a fourth of the Broncos' points result from opponents' turnovers. Speaking of Denver's offense, a trademark of Gary Kubiak coach teams has been a productive rushing attack. Although last week in Tennessee, the tandem of rookie Devontae Booker and veteran Justin Forsett mustered just 18 yards. No doubt the Broncos will look to get that ground game in gear on Sunday in support of young quarterback Trevor Siemian, who's thrown for 16 touchdowns in 11 starts. Not surprisingly, his favorite targets are two of the league's best, Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Each owns 5 TD receptions in 2016 while closing in on a 1,000-yard campaign.
Well, they have at least two really big-time weapons on the outside, offensive line, plays together really well. You know, their scheme is one that their coaches have been coaching a long time. They're good at it in the run game as well. So it's a tough place to play in December, and you know, they're a good football team.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.